This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. When most of us talk on the phone, we don't think much about the cost. It's generally pennies. If we don't like a phone company or can't afford a plan, it's not too difficult to ditch the one we have and get a new one. Bottom line, talk is cheap for most of us. But for the 80,000 people in California's county jails, a phone call can cost more than a dollar a minute. Some argue that pricey phone calls are just another consequence for those serving time. But others, including some law enforcement professionals, say it's counterintuitive to make inmate communication so difficult because family connections actually help people from reoffending. KALW's Suki Lewis reports on the cost of staying in touch.
Filiberto Fuentes is an inmate at the West County Detention Facility in Richmond.
One of my sons, you know, second month I was here, tried to commit suicide. So the phone calls are very important.
He's been in jail for 9 months for drug charges. He talks to his kids on the phone every other week.
They want me to be there for them physically, but unfortunately, I can't, only verbally and through letters.
A 15-minute phone call to his family usually costs Fuentes over $10. Fuentes, like most inmates in county jails across the state, can pay for a phone call in one of three ways.
Hello?
Mobile tell.
Collect call.
I have a collect call from inmates at West County Detention Facility.
Prepay or debit.
We accept Visa and MasterCard.
Talk isn't cheap from behind bars. Making a call from jail can cost 400% more than an average phone call.
The counties that run the jails and the states that have departments of correction will put out to bid for phone system services.
That's Alex Kushtura, legal director of the Prison Policy Initiative, a national nonprofit that does research on mass incarceration. She's explaining that when companies bid for a contract to provide phone services, they tack on a commission. So, a portion of the rate for an inmate's phone call actually goes back into the county's pocket.
The commissions requested by the counties are ever-growing, and there's an ever-growing decoupling then from the actual cost of the call.
These commission rates vary county to county, but they can be as much as 80% of the cost of calls. Now, a couple of Bay Area counties are starting to put a stop to these climbing rates. In San Francisco, Sheriff Ross Mercurimi says he pushed hard to get the phone rates lowered and succeeded.
We're looking for a new floor and a new ceiling that is trending downward in terms of profit so that we're not, in my opinion, double taxing poor people.
The cost came down in San Francisco to about $4 for a 15-minute call. Mercurimi says making phone calls affordable is a balancing act, since lowering the cost of calls means less funding for the sheriff's department. And Mercurimi isn't the only sheriff who's rethinking how much inmates are charged for calls. Across the bay in West County, the Contra Costa Sheriff's Assistant, Matt Schuler, says he'd like to see change too, but he's stuck between a rock and a hard place.
We're not here to gouge the inmate population. We're not taking the money and spending it on, you know, upgrades for the, you know, the staff here. All the upgrades to the facilities are for the betterment of the inmates.
Schuler says everything from inmate benches to GED programs and chaplains are paid for, at least in part, by inmate phone calls. Contra Costa Supervisor John Joya explains the conundrum.
We need to make sure that we're providing people who are in jail the best opportunity to be successful when they're released. And that's why the programs in the jail are important. But this relationship where they're funded through increased cost to phone calls is really sort of a contorted, weird relationship because you want calls to be less expensive so there's better quality contact between people in jail and their families.
Joya says the solution would be more revenue to replace the commissions they rely on. Mercurimi did this in San Francisco with a $1 million judgment from a phone company that was overcharging for calls and underpaying commissions. But new revenue isn't easy to come by.
So that's the dilemma. That's the catch-22.
Soon, counties may not have a choice but to lower rates. Recently, the FCC stepped in. The government organization that regulates communication capped state-to-state calls. The agency is also considering regulating the cost of in-state calls. I reached out to the two telecommunications giants, Global Tel Link and Securus, who together control about 80% of the inmate phone services market, but they declined to comment. Again, Sheriff Mercurimi.
The telephone company service that provides telephone communication for prison systems and county jails has largely been an unregulated activity for decades.
Mercurimi says another reason why calls need to be cheaper is to improve public safety by lowering recidivism.
Typically, I think it's not just the inmates that are shouldering the burden of coping with a family member being incarcerated, but it's the people outside, the families and their children, who are also having to take responsibility for those costs.
Christina Mansfield is an inmate rights activist. She met with me outside of City Hall in San Francisco. She says she's seen the way companies boost their profits with exorbitant fees.
There are all sorts of ridiculous policies, surcharges, $8.75 simply to make a $25 deposit. And that's not a one-time setup fee, that's an every-time fee. They will not disclose rates over the phone in some cases. And they will not issue receipts of any kind to show that you've paid.
Mansfield says dropped phone calls are also a big problem. And when a call gets dropped, reconnection fees add up quickly.
Thank you for calling GTO's Advanced Automated Payment System for prepaid customers.
Si mi esposo ponía, pongamos, $50.
My husband would deposit $50, and I would go in, and they would only let us talk to our loved ones over the phone for about 5 or 6 minutes, and then we'd have to go back to our cell. And then when I would go back, the balance would go down all the way to $15.
Rita, who declined to give her last name, was held in immigration detention earlier this year at West County for about 3 months. The 39-year-old mother of four describes the tough choices her husband made while she was inside.
My kids would want to go to like McDonald's or Chuck E. Cheese or want to spend some time with their dad when I wasn't there. But my husband would choose to be able to give some money to me.
Rita's family lived in a shelter in Richmond, but her kids were in school and her husband was trying to find work. She says she relied on those phone calls.
I needed those calls because when I was arrested and detained, you become disconnected from the world.
For now, counties in California are wrestling with the problem of high phone rates by themselves. But soon that might change. This year, a bill was introduced that could have banned using phone commissions to pay for jail programs. So it looks like the momentum in California might be shifting. And if the state doesn't take action, the FCC might step in. But until then, counties and inmates are stuck on hold.
You are selected to make a deposit. If this is correct, press 1.
For Cross Currents, I'm Suki Lewis.